Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now. Host of Breakfast with Ben's, writer for Tribune Review, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Tim Benz. What's going on this morning, Tim?
Thanks for having me on. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, 6-6 on the year. Both tied for first place in the very, very mediocre AFC North. We asked this question earlier. We question whether or not this game has the same juice here in Baltimore. Do you have that same question up in Pittsburgh?
Well, actually, I'm going to rewind that to last week where Mike Tomlin fielded 30 questions during his weekly press conference, and not a single one of those questions was about the Buffalo Bills when they came to town with Josh Allen and a team that had won a division 5 years in a row. I mean, usually, regardless of how good the Steelers are or how poorly they're playing, you get a little X and O question here or there about the opponent coming in. And people were just so obsessed over what the Steelers aren't doing that it was almost an afterthought that the Bills were coming in. And I think it's the same thing right now with the Ravens. Maybe to a lesser degree because it is the North. It is the only thing that's at stake, it feels like, right now, division or bust. I do think because the Ravens are in a very similar boat to Pittsburgh, there's some comp talk going on, like how are they like us? How are we like them? So it does have some juice because it feels like that's all that matters at this point. But as opposed to a normal season where it's like which team is better to win the North, it feels like here in Pittsburgh, which team stinks less so they can hold on to it. And from that aspect, it doesn't have the same vibe.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because that's where I was going. How surprised were you or are you at this whole division? The fact that, you know, it's been, quote, the best division in the NFL for years by many. Not one team has a positive point differential.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not surprised the Steelers are where they are. If you told me that they'd be 6-6, 12 games in August, I would have said, all right, that sounds right. I don't think that I would have assumed that the way that they got to 6-6 would be as plodding and as painful as it was towards the end of last year, but it certainly does feel that way. But, you know, honestly, 6-6, I could buy. So that doesn't surprise me. Knowing what the Ravens' injury situation was, knowing how difficult their schedule was at the start of the season, you know, I had high anticipation for the Ravens. I thought the Ravens were going to win the division. I felt really good about saying that. So I guess I am surprised that their record is what it is. I figured they would have maybe won one or two more than they did earlier. So their record surprises me, knowing what they kind of had to trudge through with Jackson's injury and everything else, putting that perspective on it. Skews it some, but yeah, and then the Bengals losing Burrow. You told me the Bengals are going to lose Burrow. I would have said, yeah, they're going to be about a 4-win team at Thanksgiving. That makes sense. You know, that that loss that the Ravens had on Thanksgiving was incredibly disappointing, and with the way the Steelers are playing, there was part of me that thought, okay, they're just going to pick up the baton and go now because this is their division. Now, they've let both teams back into it to a large degree. That was, from a football fan standpoint, disappointing, encouraging from a Steeler fan standpoint, but yeah, a little surprising that there's not at least one team that's in better shakes right now.
Hey, Tim, I know we talked when Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers, and a lot of us were saying, hey, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I definitely want to watch the ride. In your opinion, how's it been for fans watching him? I know it hasn't been great. Obviously, we look at the record, but is he the best quarterback on that team?
Yeah, I still think he is because I don't think Mason Rudolph's all that great. He might be the better answer right now if Rodgers is truly compromised. You know, if they're worried about running to one side of the field because he can't hand off in that direction, or, you know, they've got to throw the ball backwards to the right because they're not comfortable with him pitching in that direction, then he probably shouldn't be playing. You know, if he's not comfortable under center and they're so limited and they can't run play action, even though they're doing less of that as it is, he probably shouldn't be playing if he's that compromised. But if he's healthy and he can do everything that a quarterback is supposed to do from a ball handling standpoint, then he should be playing because he's better than Mason Rudolph. As far as how it's going, it was great early. I mean, when there was nothing to complain about, it was fine. But as I thought would be the case, when the water got rough, we're starting to see some cracks in the veneer. We're starting to see him point at this tight end, point at that wide receiver, grumble about this guy not running the right route, grumble about that guy, you know, so making quizzical comments about people not showing up for film sessions, things of that sort. So the fact that it's gone badly here and the Steelers are now 6-11 in their last 17-game slice of a season, if you will, and Rodgers is a part of it, yeah, I'm not surprised that you're starting to see some of the polish come off.
Okay, when we go to bed on Sunday night, Tim, who's in first place in the AFC North?
I think the Ravens. I just think that the Steelers' run game woes on defense are too much to overcome and easily exploitable for Baltimore, even if they're not in the best place overall themselves.
But, Tim, we watch Thursday night. They may not use the running backs. So.
Yeah, we create our own running game woes.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that, too. And I know Lamar is compromised physically, too, but this run game defense for the Steelers, it's maddening. You know, like, they contained Jonathan Taylor. They contained the Bears' rush attack. And they got absolutely blistered by the Bills, and they were a sieve for the first 3 weeks. I don't know what to expect when I see the Steelers go up against a good run game, but I know what it looked like the last two times I saw them against Baltimore, and I know what their offense can't do to make up for the defense. So my hunch is, ugly though it may be, and as much as people in Baltimore are probably questioning their own team, if it's a split, I'm going to go with Baltimore in the first game and then check back with me the last week of the season.
Tim Benz, thanks a lot, my friend.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.